Well, welcome to the Jeep Life Podcast live edition.
The semi-live edition.
No, we're here live.
We're live.
There's
alive.
A pulse.
We're alive.
Alive.
There is a
it's
pulse.
It's the alive edition.
It's the live.
Yeah, for sure. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Jeep Life Podcast, proudly presented by Armalite, the toughest flooring on the trail. I need to get back and see if it's proudly. Are they still proud to present?
I would assume that they're still proud.
I would too. Well, I don't know. I made some offhanded comments today to Kel, and we'll see how much that... I love those guys, but their flooring is just out of this world, and we're happy that they take good care of
us. I'm
going
to give them one better. Their plugs are out of this world.
Oh, yeah. That is where it's at. The plugs
are out of this world. They retain water perfectly.
Yes. They do their job of plugging a hole.
Plugging a hole.
But once those are seated, they're great. And speaking of seated, order your full system. And the Jeep Life Podcast 10 is the code to use. And our thanks to Armalite for being our sponsor and being the toughest flooring on the trail. Thank you. And I'm Jeepin' Terry.
I'm Breaking Billy.
Jetty Jason. I'm still like waiting, like somehow you're going to look at me and be like somehow I'm still waiting for the approval to come through.
It's approved.
Our lawyer, no, the lawyers are still trying to figure
like,
out.
I'm waiting for paperwork where it's like sign here so that we can, you know, file the appropriate paperwork.
Make sure that somebody else already has that name.
Sounds
and
like,
all that thing. It's going through a process.
That's right.
Well, there is always a
It'll
process.
It'll settle in.
No, how long did it take me to get Break a Billy?
About one rollover.
No,
like,
it took like 6 months because I was like.
You didn't break quite
six
enough.
6 months and 35 U joints.
Yeah,
that's right.
True.
So you've got to do some surfing over there.
Yeah, you get a free name with the fifth U joint. You get like a punch
and
card
and a
it's like buying coffee at Dunkin' Donuts
and a parking spot at AOAA.
That's right.
The Billy Memorial.
Seriously, it's right next to the handicap spots.
They built an entire fence out of old U joints.
Oh, we're close to it.
Yeah, right.
They do have a U joint tree. And I have replaced a U-joint out there at U-joint tree.
U-joint tree. I don't think I've seen U-joint tree. Have I seen?
It's up at the top of Twister, down the bottom. Like, you get to the top of Barney Rubble instead of going right to go up out towards, like, 40 and that stuff. It's to the left, and you head down to Screamin' Jimmy's.
Oh, yeah.
Top of Twister, and it's you can head into the upper section of Balderdash or Screamin' Jimmy's or go down Twister, which is kind of not really the way to go. You don't go down Twister. You always kind of have to go up it because most people come up from
and then
bottom
becomes
of Barney
a jam
Rubble, and it's a jam, and there's no way to get around.
Yep. Anybody got anything new this week? I know you were just traveling.
I was traveling. I was up in the colder country.
Yeah.
I was 27 miles from Maine, Canada border.
Oh.
I was up there.
You almost saw Mark up there.
Oh, I could have.
In Canada.
I bet I could have, like, sent out a smoke
signal.
Where
were you? Jay Peak?
I was at Sugarloaf.
Okay. Because Jay Peak's, like, on the board.
But that's Vermont.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. I drove past Jay.
You kept going.
And kept on going for another 2 hours.
Think about that.
God.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. It was every bit of a 9-hour
I did not mentally process
drive.
That.
Yeah, it was long.
Wow.
I got some weather on the way home.
Glad you're back.
Yeah. I almost didn't come back. I got 10 inches of snow on Sunday afternoon.
I know, right?
That was our cumulative total for the season.
theirs is, well, now it's at, like, I think when we left it was 87-ish, so they're at, like, 97 inches total.
The scary part is that was one snowstorm out in the Sierras.
And the other part of it is that, like, that's half of what they normally get.
Yeah, well, the East Coast is...
They get upwards of 200 to 300 inches up there. So they get real. They get some snow.
They do get some snow.
We get 200 to 300 as long as you're using millimeters. It's cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Break out that 300 mil wrench.
That's right.
Yeah. So how about you? Anything?
I was traveling, and I'm traveling again tomorrow and this week and next week.
Lots of traveling.
I went from no traveling to traveling.
Yeah.
And I used to travel a lot.
Yeah.
Like before we were, you know, all compadres back in, you know, them's pre-COVID days, I traveled a lot. And I forgot that I don't miss it.
Right.
It's just taxing. I think it's taxing as time goes on. That and twins with their learner's permit. So if you said, anybody doing any jeeping things? Yes.
He's driving.
I'm coaching two new drivers.
Jeeping with Jeeps.
So speaking of, I saw one of your Jeeps. Is it a checkout system at your place?
I do run a rental lot now. most of my neighbors are like, is this like a shop? Are these yours? Are people like dropping them off and picking them up? I'm like,
nope, they're all mine. Gotta catch them all.
I collect them all.
So I saw a Jeep being driven not by the normal person that would drive that Jeep.
Yes. That is because hers, keeping with our motif of Jeepy Jeep things, is a 2018 JLU.
Yeah.
Aluminum body with defective paint bonding. So I am getting three new doors, all new hinges, and a new hood.
I'm not complaining about it.
And I got that in under the wire. So for those listeners that have faced that situation, you want to check your in-service date.
Yep.
Because I got in right under the wire, thanks to my father-in-law. He looked and he was like, make a call.
Was it 6 years or
five?
There is
a major recall going on with Jeep, Stellantis, and you know Chrysler, Fiat, whatever, blah blah blah. That they had an issue with the, and it's no rhyme or reason.
Yeah,
some kind of prime problem. And they're having corrosion issues around the hinges. The JLs.
Or bubbling, or like the hood has bubbling, like right around the edges.
Yep.
And no rhyme or reason. It's,
no, you know, might have it, you might not have
Some will last for their entire life, and some are just a pile of poop.
I got really good insight talking to the body shop coordinator, and she said, "We've done many."
Yeah,
I'll leave it at that.
Sure,
I got that in. And checked out and submitted. That had to be, May or June of last year. And it was just scheduled for last Monday.
Right.
Oof.
So the hood came in and it was all banged up. And she said, yeah, we've been having a problem with that. Now they're back ordered. She's like, we might not see that for another couple months.
You need to.
But as long as you've started the process,
you're golden. You're on the list.
Correct. Start the process within 5 years of your purchase date of the vehicle.
You will be waiting.
You will be waiting.
But you are on the clock. You're on the list. You're in the queue.
You just need to submit the claim before your 5 year.
Yeah.
So, So that is why the not typical driver of the not typical Jeep was driving the not typical Jeep.
Fair enough.
Was she driving your Jeep?
No, the 14 JKU Tories.
Yeah.
Which is good because that actually needs to get some rear seals.
Test miles.
Well, those rear seals after they kind of leaked after being replaced and then were replaced again.
Mm.
Put some miles on that. Make sure those are good to go.
Heck yeah.
Well,
so that's enough of my Jeep jeeping.
That's a lot of Jeep jeeping.
Are you Jeep jeeping anymore? Are you still Bronc and Terry?
Yeah, I'm Bronc and Terry. I think I've just resided to that. That's my life now.
Yeah.
I almost went over to my father-in-law's because guess what? He sold his 68 Mustang.
Yeah.
He has a Bronco Sport.
Does
and
he?
I said, I thought we had this conversation.
Yeah.
And so now there's a Bronco. I'm like,
not even a Bronco.
I'm like, all right, okay. I'm willing to accept this as long as you bring it over and we do something stupid to it.
Yeah.
Is it still the Bronco?
It's the straight
it's a
up
sport.
Yes, it's
Bronco.
Yeah.
It's not the Bronco Sport.
It is the Bronco Sport.
Yes.
But it's not a full body.
It's a sport Bronco. What is it, jumping?
No, there's the, like the Ford Escape Bronco. That's the Bronco Sport.
Yeah, that's the Bronco Sport.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't approve this purchase, by the way. I'm just saying.
So like, it's not a real Bronco.
It's esque.
It looks like the Ford
Bronco,
Escape.
Bronco adjacent.
It's like, it's yes. Okay. Anyway, the point is.
Gotcha.
Well, I get to start doing some jeeping things coming
shortly.
Up.
Very soon.
Like
you're
fly
heading to EJS.
I fly 2 days from now.
Yeah.
To New Orleans and
lucky you.
Doing some work. Then taking the Gladiator and I'm driving across country.
Lucky you.
And then I get to wheel across country.
Lucky you.
Yeah. I know I'm lucky. I'm very fortunate. Very fortunate. But that it we'll do enough of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit later, I'll do some lives while I'm out there. Yep. Maybe some interviews.
A little content.
A little content. I've already got some things that might be lining up while we're out there. So
cool beans.
Tonight's episode, we're going to not rush through, but it's not going to be one of our longer extended ones. So
that's it. See you, everybody. Take care.
Yeah, get your toe going on, because we're going to talk a little bit about towing in a little bit.
Toe jam.
But and we always ask for listener input.
Yes, we do.
And we did get a recent email.
Well, great.
This is actually from a person we got an email from before. And they had an accident literally right after they sent the first email in.
Jeez, that's awful.
Which sucks. And so we read that email, and then later Matt told us that, you know, he wrecked it. So we got a new email. And do you have that up?
I do.
Do you want
to? I just wanted to report that after Dark Wing's accident,
which is the previous Jeep, Darkwing.
Gotcha. Accident in January. It was completely totaled. But in early March, I found and purchased a 2006 Golden Eagle.
Ooh, oh.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Fully built and ready to crawl. Thanks for reading my first email about Coyote Canyon on the podcast. I fangirled hard hearing y'all read it. And thanks for the knowledge. Y'all give me Jeepers all of the skill levels. Keep jeeping. Thanks, Matt.
His
Jeeps is Smokey.
Yeah. Oh, well, Smokey and the Bandit.
Smokey and the Bandit. Golden Eagle.
Yeah. I'm assuming, based on Smokey, that it was probably a black Jeep with a Golden Eagle on the hood.
And we actually did get a shop sent in this past week.
Did we?
However, we're waiting for some more info right now. So we will feature that shortly.
Sounds good. So if you are like Matt, don't total your Jeep just so you can get it read on here.
It wasn't his fault.
Well, still don't do it.
Never,
be safe.
Never the Jeeper's fault.
It's never the Jeeper's fault, no.
Never the Jeeper's fault.
But send in emails. Get a question. Whatever you need to do. If it's questions, I've got some that are kind of reserved for a question Q&A show.
Yes.
Right. But just shoot the words at us and
absolutely
and an email at info@jeeplifepodcast.com. We'll read it on the air. We'll celebrate you. We'll commiserate with you if need be.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it takes. But send that in.
Let's get into some events that are going on across the country.
Yeah.
And some maybe in your neighborhood. March, obviously, is Easter Jeep Safari coming up, and that is March 23rd to the 30th? 29th, 30th. If you're there, you know when that goes.
That's right.
However, Oracle Lighting, Rockslide Engineering, Armor Light is hosting a trail ride. It is a dusk ride on March 25th. And that ride is
completely booked.
And probably the wait list is way too long, so it's unfortunate.
It's growing every day.
Yeah,
I
bet.
It's crazy.
April 6th, they are having a trail cleanup at AOAA, Anthracite Outdoor Adventure Area.
Oh, yeah.
And they are partnering with Tread Lightly.
Perfect.
So make sure you sign up. Head over to AOAA's website. You can get all the details or check out their Facebook page and you can sign up to come help out. I am definitely going to be there helping out, giving some my strong muscles to the AOAAs and cleaning up some trash. April 24th to the 28th is Jeep Beach in Daytona. So make sure you get your suntan lotion on there and get your good tan going, because there's going to be a lot of partying happening down at Jeep Beach. May 3rd to the 5th is Over Sand Expo in Wiwa, New Jersey. Getting that sand in your toes while you're camping on the beach. It's going to be a great old time. You could do some fishing, you do some surfing, you could just hang out. There's going to be lots of different seminars going on. So head over to oversandexpo.com and give our friends Blinker Fluid Productions a good old wave. June 18th to the 19th is Bantam Jeep Festival out in Butler, Pennsylvania, the birthplace of the Jeep. So check out the Bantam Jeep Fest. June 29th is Reclaim for First Responders event in Columbus, New Jersey, and that is put on by the Pine Barrens Venom Jeep Club. So head over and hang out with our friends at the Venom Jeep Club, and they are going to be supporting the first responders that help you guys out every day. July 12th to the 14th is New Jersey Jeep Invasion down in Wiwa, New Jersey once again. And you can get some more sand on your toes, and that's going to be a little bit warmer than over sand, so make sure you pack your sunscreen for that
one.
Yeah,
and water.
And lots of water. July 19th to the 20th is PA Albury Jeep Fest put on by PA Jeeps out in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. And that is always a great event. It's more lots of deals and steals going on. Yes. They also have a giant swap meet, off-road course, and lots of different show and shines. So make sure you check out PA Albridge Jeep Fest. August 22nd to the 24th is Great Smoky Mountain Jeep Invasion in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. I'm definitely going to be there hanging out with Reaper. Terry will be there with Oracle and all of the Oracle rigs. Still trying to convince Jetty Jason to get down there as well.
I'll fly in.
Love it. I'll come pick you. Come pick you up. And then August 25th is the Warren Ride at Wind Rock, Tennessee. And that is put on by Warren Industries. And they love showcasing that recovery gear. So make sure you head over. And you do have to sign up for that ride. So get your ticket soon. September 21st and 22nd is Fall New Jersey Jeep Invasion, held in Ocean City, New Jersey.
On the boardwalk.
On the boardwalk.
On the boardwalk.
We've been boardwalk. Doing this show for a very, very, very long time.
And we haven't made it to Fall New Jersey Jeep Invasion.
No, we have.
He did.
I haven't.
You
yeah,
did.
Yeah, you did. You were there.
Not in Ocean City. I made it to the Cape May one.
Yeah, well, not in Ocean City, but in the Cape May one, we were there.
I know, but that was a different one.
Yeah,
same event, just different location.
Different.
Was
event.
That the one that was at the airfield?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then
they did it over at the Cape May Zoo.
Yes. Yeah.
The next
we saw
day.
The monkeys.
That's right. We did see the monkeys. But that is the best events read that you've done. You
he
need to
did
go
it
skiing
very
more often.
I'm in a happy mood.
Yeah, you killed it.
I got some good skiing in over
I know, right? That's awesome.
On a big mountain.
Yeah, so our friend Jamie from Blinkerfoot just let us know that the reason it was at the Naval Air Station is because it was the COVID year.
Correct.
And they couldn't do anything on the boardwalk.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
So that's the why of that. Even though I loved it being at Naval Air Station.
That darn pandemic.
Yeah. Oh, well. All right. Let's get into it. Towing. And when Jason first said this to me, I was like, towing? What, if we're out on the trail, do we tow somebody out? Do we, or is this put it behind the RV kind of towing?
Yes, your answer was, you mean behind an RV?
Right.
I'm like, nah, that wasn't where I was going with it, but that's an option.
I mean, you do see a lot of people flat towing their
Jeep.
Well,
we have one of our good friends in the RV business.
Yes.
Had actually contemplated that because he actually has the you know, the front rig there to rig it for flat towing behind the RV.
So that was kind of my first inclination.
Right.
Right. But then you were like, no, no, no.
No, towing with.
And then towing with.
And you're like,
Jeep.
No.
And then my strict response was, no, let's go back to flat towing.
And I'm like, no. There is towing capacity. Is it an F-350 dually with, you know, a Duramax and a whatever situation combo crazy thing that's out there pulling a 26-foot fully loaded enclosed trailer? No. Can it tow? Yes. So I was looking into this because I've been trying to figure this out because I have, just like my wife spends too much time on Temu, mm-hmm. or Temu, I'm told it's pronounced different ways, or some people have an Amazon affliction.
Correct.
I have a Facebook Marketplace affliction. there's like multiple Jeeps in my driveway that's proof of that.
Yes.
But you know, you see like pop-up campers, we talk about camping, you know, we've been out, I've had the privilege of, you know, borrowing one, and it started just me going down this thought process of, I know Jeeps don't have, you know, they're not known for having a tremendously good towing capacity, but they can tow, and there's a limit just like any vehicle. And it definitely varies between two-door and four-door.
Yes.
By a lot.
Yes.
A good bit. I believe it's, you know, Billy, I don't know if you
three
remember.
Three-quarters of a ton.
It's difference. Like 2,000 pounds for two doors and 3,500 for...
Well, yeah, there's a 1,500-pound difference.
Yep.
And then the other piece of info that I've sort of dug up in my noodling about is that can vary depending on the equipment. So I think Gladiators can tow more. Like a Rubicon-equipped Gladiator, I think, taps out. No?
So based on the axle rating of the vehicle, they only say?
7,600 and 50 pounds.
Okay, I'm wrong.
What a Gladiator. I just pulled it up.
Because I know somebody said that was why they got a Gladiator, because it could tow more. I don't know if it's the weight dispersion. I don't know what it is.
It's the Rubicon. The other, the Sport S and Overland trims
are lesser.
6,000.
Still notable.
Yeah.
And then the other one, of course, was your gearing. So I know I have 321 stock in mine. They said that if you're on the upper end of my range of 3,500 or so pounds, depending, you know, because it's the 5-speed automatic, so it's the JKU 5-speed before they went to the 8-speed. But they said with the 321s, that can be, you know, it's gonna be working.
Yes.
Yep.
So your gear ratio directly impacts how much your transmission and your engine will
work
to move that mass.
Right. So, you know, that gets you thinking about good excuses to re-gear.
Correct.
The real segue of the show.
Correct. However, some of the things that also impacted is the cooling capacity of the vehicle.
That's true.
You know, the like reason, trans one temperature. Of the reasons why your, you know, the two doors won't tow as much as the four doors, you know, you think about it, the vehicle weighs less, but also the wheelbase is less.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you're putting more weight in that rear end, picking, because it usually directly translates to the more weight of the trailer is correlated to your tongue weight in general. So it's going to throw a lot more tongue weight on the rear end of your Jeep. And additionally, the frames aren't designed exactly the same. Your cross members are a little different.
Right. They're located in different places, a whole different weight.
Yep.
So my initial thought on that is still no. But you are talking about reasonable weights. When you're looking at the weights that we just talked about, they're very reasonable for a smaller trailer.
Correct.
So you're not going to throw, you know, a 38-foot trailer back there with a couple Jeeps on the back behind any of those vehicles that we've listed. But
I have found that a modern 20-foot Bow Rider boat on a trailer hits the 3,500 pound mark. Yeah. So that's something appreciable.
Yeah.
That you'd go, because I was trying, like, what kind of hits that weight? Mm-hmm. You know, certain enclosed trailers, like maybe a 8 to 10 foot enclosed trailer, depending on what you're hauling.
Yep.
You know, this, that, the other utility trailer, whatever, whatever. I was like, okay, what starts hitting the upper end of that?
Usually a dual jet ski trailer will start hitting that.
That's the only, those usually rock in about like 1800, 1900, depending, of course, what kit you've got.
Yeah.
You got some jacked up skis, man. That's, you know, that'll be higher. But the average skis, I looked at that because somebody, Facebook Marketplace, had twin skis. I'm like, hey, that looks cool. How much do you want for those? And I'm like, okay, stop. Walk away from the listing.
Mm-hmm.
Do not hit save. Do not hit save. But again, that was like kind of this going down this little rabbit hole in my head going, okay, hey, I don't have some other vehicle. I know you face this because with Reaper, not street legal, not driving it somewhere, must be trailered.
Yep.
And that is not something you're going to trailer with another Jeep.
No,
it
my
can't.
Trailer alone.
Your trailer blows the limit.
Well, it doesn't blow the limit, but it sits at 3250.
Because that's a serious trailer. That's fooling.
It's a construction trailer.
Right.
So, like, I could get a lighter trailer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they sell aluminum trailers, but you start jumping up in price as well. So, some of the things, like, the buggy alone weighs 4,500 pounds, every bit of it.
Yeah.
Maybe more. So I don't have a full weight on it exactly, but yeah, I mean, combo of a TJ and a trailer, you're getting to that 7,500 pounds. So it even becomes a little tough on Gladiators.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, they're not built for towing in the same way that like a Topig, a Ram or a big Ford or a GMC or
those
something.
Those are engineered
like that.
Big Denali or something.
Right.
Big
The frames are more or less like a 3x5 inch frame rail where Jeeps kind of come in at that 2x4 or 3x4 inch frame rail. A lot different. They're a lot thinner walled. Also in versus a heavy duty truck, the axles are completely different.
Yep.
Your transmission gearing's different. Your cooling system's different. So like Jeeps were never intended.
They're sturdy for being spry on a trail.
Correct.
And off-roading. Correct. And being durable and not falling to bits and pieces. Right.
But that doesn't mean you can't tow a small.
Well, that was really the gist of the whole thing. And that was really where the origin of the rabbit hole was, there's these nice, Coleman pop-ups, twin queen, whatever. And then there's these Featherlight solid campers. Mm-hmm. And one or two of them, I reached out and I said, hey, can you send me a picture of the vehicle tag? And I looked at it, I was like, wow, okay, these are like deceptively heavy. Some, even the ultra light ones.
Yep.
And outside of a Gladiator, I think you're pretty much out. So for anybody interested in getting a camper, you're pretty much on the pop-up scene.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, and probably,
or a Gladiator with a featherweight, an ultralight.
Well, there's the smaller, teardrop campers.
That, we do know a few people that we've seen out at the campsite that have those, what do
ROC
you call it? Like,
trailers.
Ultra efficiency. Yep. I forget what it was called. But,
yeah, I mean, I'm even seeing
super compact
JKs towing the Featherlight, different Featherlight trailers that, they're like 18 footers.
Yeah. Oh, that's longer than I expected out of your mouth.
16, 18 foot.
Yep.
Featherlights, they come in. You do have to travel with them kind of in a dry fashion, so not much water in them or not much other, dry, dirty weight kind of deal. But they're getting away with it.
Huh. Well, Dr. Don towed his camper trailer behind.
And his camper trailer, which was a pop-up, but it had dual queen slide outs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't
that's the one I was talking about.
Full bathroom, full, dual propane tanks, lots of battery capacity. So like they do that, and that was more in the higher range. He was kind of
probably,
pushing it.
I would have to guess about 28 to 32 somewhere in there.
Yes, he was.
Especially if, cause those, even when they're packed down, you can open the half door and you can
and
pack
stuff.
It in.
Yep.
And then there's the, storage usually right in the, the, front of them.
The other thing is it didn't have much tongue weight. It was very balanced.
Yeah, well, those things really do sit when you unhitch it. They almost literally
right on
sit
the on the axle
level.
Yep.
Unless you've loaded it
correct
that way.
So he was more or less pulling a rolling weight, which is a lot different than pulling you know, that kind of heavy.
Yeah.
Right.
Heavyweight.
Well, that was the other thing too that I came to find was, as I was saying, you know, when you're at the upper end, like a 19-20 foot boat, those typically at that size of a boat and that weight, because those usually are rocking about I don't know, we'll call it 2,300 pounds depending on the motor and everything. But they have surge brakes on those trailers, so it's a single axle, so the trailer's fairly light, galvanized, you know, marine trailer. But that's when that dynamic weight, you know, comes sliding when you hit the brakes, it helps, you know, that pushes a piston.
So basically,
and applies
there's
brakes
a master,
behind it.
Yeah, there's a master cylinder component in your trailer hitch itself. So it's a full component that you actually have to add brake fluid to keep topped off, because we had one on my family's old boat. So as it slides forward, there is a sliding mechanism.
Yep.
And it pushes that master cylinder to compress the brake fluid to push that through the lines to
assist with
their drum brakes,
right? But so it is assisting with that braking power, so you're not just on top of the pulling power we've been commenting on and safely towing.
Newer versions
is safely braking,
newer versions they are adding electric brakes in conjunction with those because the electric brake kind of package is a lot smaller in the axles
and much more dynamic, because I mean that is a brake controller. Now I don't think none of the Jeeps have any, is there a Mopar option?
The max tow packages do.
Oh, that's right,
in the
it
newer Gladiators,
because it has the pit, it's the 7-pin in the back,
correct?
Right,
so
that's nice.
You can it is an option under the max tow package.
And I think it has a cooler, to your earlier point about...
So they have a transmission cooler, and they have a slightly larger radiator itself.
Now, when we're talking about towing with these vehicles, they're not necessarily the longest wheel-based vehicles out there. So what are some of the things that the driver should be aware of when towing? And when we're getting toward the top end of that tow rating?
Well, I would say, first of all, like, understand how to properly load a trailer, that you are not overweighting the rear end of the trailer. It actually sounds kind of odd, but you want a little more tongue weight in the trailer itself, because the tongue weight actually puts more forces onto your rear axles, and it keeps the trailer from swaying as much.
Yeah.
So you won't get that, you know, as you're going down the road, you almost get a flutter sometimes out of the trailer.
And it can resonate.
It resonates. And it can cause some serious, like, accident or, you know, issues for you when you're traveling with heavier weights. So some of the things that are out there on the market is an actual, they have like hitches that give you a weight on them. So they have some dials to make sure that you're achieving proper tongue weight, and you're not overweighting the tongue or underweighting the tongue. Obviously you don't want to be towing a giant, you know, box behind you if you don't have to. So open trailers, if you're towing like a smaller car or something, you know, open trailers are a lot better than box trailers or enclosed trailers. What would you say?
Yeah, I was going to, there's a couple videos I've seen out on YouTube demonstrating that. Some are real short, like 4 or 5 minutes properly loading a trailer, because that was the first thing that popped to my mind.
Yeah.
Especially when you, as you said, you framed it as when you get to that heavier limit. Do you have to worry about that much with some 300 or 400 pound trailer with some tree branches and some stuff going to the local yard? No. When you're pushing, you know, 25, 28, 3,200 pounds.
Or upwards of 7,500 with a Gladiator.
There you go.
Yep.
All the more because the demonstrations are wild because they've made it, you know, if you look out there, you'll find it and you'll know what I mean when you see it. They have a little model car and a little model trailer, and it's on like a little baby treadmill.
It's a treadmill.
And yep. They have a weight, and they put it here. And they're like,
at the tail end.
And it just does this, and you hit it, and it's... And then they backload it, and it's like death wobble for... It's death wobble for trailers, and you hit it, and it just... It starts to get into a resonation, and the thing just fears off.
Yep.
And it's like, you don't want that happening.
And if you have trailer sway, there are some ways to kind of drive through it. It's not the best thing to do, but you can get it under control again. So if you have a selectable trailer brake, it almost sounds weird, but you grab the trailer brake and slowly add acceleration. So what it wants to do...
You're almost like trying to pull it into submission.
Yes, you do almost pull it, and you pull it straight again.
Yep.
It's not ideal. You kind of want to try to slow down. But it's usually hard. So your initial factor shouldn't be to slam on your brakes. Your initial thought should be, grab my trailer brakes.
Right.
Because most trailer brake aftermarkets, they have a slide in them or something of the sort, or a button that allows you to apply the brakes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So apply the trailer brakes
down first.
Correct, because the trailer has the momentum keeping you going.
Yep.
And that's what's going to start pushing on your rear end.
Yep.
So the physics of it is the trailer's pushing into your trailer hitch, which your vehicle, as soon as you hit your normal brakes, wants to slow down.
Yep.
And it starts to move the rear end in relation to the trailer itself.
Well, it's a pivot point.
It is. It's your pivot point.
Right. And the force has to go somewhere. If you're slowing down, it has to go somewhere. It's not going to slow down. So it's going to go right or left.
Grab your trailer brakes. Yep. Or if you have a selectable trailer brake,
yep.
Grab it and try to slow the trailer down. Almost let the trailer slow you down.
You know, let's before we get to that point, how about we slow down to start
with? In general,
with?
You're towing something.
Yeah.
There are other people on the road. You yep. are responsible for your vehicle. And your weight that you're towing.
So add more caution to whatever you're doing.
100%.
And remember, it's no different than just being in a regular vehicle. Where you've got extra load. This is extra, extra, extra load. It's acceleration's going to be slower. Braking's going to be way longer.
Yep.
Even with assisted braking.
Yep. But, you know, as you said, acceleration, deceleration. Give yourself more distance to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Jeep brakes, if you got big tires on it and, you know, you're not re-geared right or your brakes aren't, you know, upgraded, and then you throw a trailer on it.
Right, right.
Like, you really need to give yourself some more room.
Yep, for sure. So, what we've discovered is towing is...
dangerous.
No.
It's not dangerous.
It's doable.
It is doable.
Yes.
But there are some added things that you need to think about before you go out.
And just know what your limits are. Don't go out and be like, well, I got this 32-foot sweet boat, and it's fully loaded, and this, that, and the other. I got this 26-foot, you know, sweet trailer. It's like, that thing's 6,000 pounds. Like, yeah. You can't tow that with a JK.
With a two-door, right.
Or even a JKU. Right. I mean, yeah. I think that's a great point. Is interestingly, the Gladiator really does. If you want a Jeep, because I know a lot of people debate, you know, whether they like people, you know, it's like a love-hate thing. Some people a little polar about Gladiators. Gladiator, I think, is a great vehicle. That's a huge perk. That's a big check in the pro column on that.
One of the other things that you're bringing up is Gladiator, surprisingly enough, the diesel Gladiator that they brought out for a short amount of time did not have as much towing capacity as the 3.6 liter.
Right.
And that was due to the cooling system of it.
Yep.
Interesting.
So, weirdly enough, diesel Gladiators and diesel JLs do not pull as much. Yes, they have the torque to pull, but the radiator and the coolant system can't keep it cool enough to tow that weight.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I know somebody with like a, I don't know, like a 2500. Right. It's like a 5.7 liter Hemi.
Yeah. They
and
don't...
this thing's just a monster.
Yep.
And the truck is a monster. He goes, well, yeah, I got a 32 foot camper and
it'll tow
you
it.
You know, I'll bring the boat to the lake. And I'm just like, this thing doesn't really have limits. He does have limits, but it's like 16,000 pounds.
Yep. Right. Until you get into the diesel world. And I have a, my uncle used to have an Excursion 7.3 diesel. It had torque for days.
Yeah.
And don't do this at home. However, he had some trees that he had to move. And he was like, yeah, like literally the thing would tow 40 to 50,000 pounds because it's a diesel.
Yes.
It had torque for days.
Right. Yeah.
But see, I think the deal is not so that you flex on like,
no,
I can tow 50,000. The deal is this, where I would be.
Yeah.
Very cautious and knowing that I'm at my limit and I got to keep an eye on the vehicle because of cooling and everything right. else. Like I'm adding 60% of the weight of the vehicle to the back.
Yep.
And the engine's like, dude.
And he wasn't towing that far distance. It was like 6 miles down the road
but
to the
point
lumber
is,
yard.
But the point is that like things like these Yukons and these bigger, heavier duty built to tow, built to haul vehicles, anything big is still only at like 50 or 60% of their capacity.
Yep.
And it's like, yep, let's go. Okay, mm-hmm. let's yep. stop. All
let's,
right.
Let's stop.
It's
exactly.
drivable
the
because
brakes.
It's engineered for correct. That. You don't buy that not to do that.
And when you put those vehicles in tow mode, the transmission, like you actually push a button that says yeah. tow mode, the transmission will downshift differently
yeah.
to right. help assist your stopping.
Yep.
So as soon as you hit the brakes, and also another thing in diesels, they have exhaust brakes.
Right, the Jake
so
brake.
Jake brake. It, yeah, brakes. So it, there's a valving system in the turbocharger that closes to apply more pressure to the exhaust to the engine that in translate slows the slows it down.
Yep.
They love that in small neighborhoods at night. But yeah, so that's very interesting. So yeah, I don't know. Again, back to where you were wrapping it is it's not a no.
It's not a no.
It's a likely maybe.
Use common sense.
Use common sense. Use be educated. Be aware. Check your weights.
Check your weight ratings.
Load properly.
Tongue weight.
Rig properly.
Strap down properly. Yep.
Yeah, so, we didn't even get into that side of things.
Somebody. Yeah, that then that just takes over from
yeah.
applies to any towing. Mm-hmm. Check tires, check this, check that. But with a Jeep, be smart.
Be absolutely. Smart. Keep it slow. And be safe out there. Hey, where can people find us?
Well, I want everybody to head over and tell your best friend about us first. But we can be found on Google, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Patreon, and yeah. anywhere you listen to your podcast on the interwebs.
Perfect.
Interwebs.
But if you have questions for us, if you have comments about the show, info@jeeplifepodcast.com. Get us on there. We can read about it. We can talk about it. We can argue about it. Whatever we need to do.
Topics.
Top. All
topic Terry.
However, however, if you send us a message and saying, oh, I tow 18,000 pounds of my Gladiator, we are going to kindly tell you to stop
don't
doing
do
that.
Please. Don't do that, please.
After you send us a video and we watch it.
Yeah, we want to watch it. We want to see it first.
Everybody, that's going to be it for tonight. Thanks for tuning in live for those folks that did the live broadcast with us. We appreciate that. Yeah, it was a good one.
There was a good little run there on the live.
So.
You're right over there.
No.
I'm Breaking Billy. We got Jeep and Terry.
Hey, we got Terry towing too much. Terry. Too much Terry.
Towing Terry. Jetty Jason. And big Jeep wave to you out there, guys.
See ya.